I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. If you want to be a spy, you should have been in Washington, D.C. this week for your own convention. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler checked out the latest gizmos on display at one convention hall in our nation's capital.
In the 1974 film The Conversation, Gene Hackman plays an obsessive surveillance expert who doesn't care what his subjects say, just that he makes a good quality recording. In this scene, Hackman describes to a co-worker his own lack of interest in a young couple that he's spying on.
It's curiosity. Did you ever hear of that? It's just goddamn human nature.
Listen, if there's one surefire rule that I have learned in this business is that I don't know anything about human nature. I don't know anything about curiosity. That's not part of what I do. This is my business.
Even today, you can still find such gadget-obsessed characters strolling the halls at the Washington Convention Center at a massive government security and law enforcement conference called GovSec. Vendors showcase the latest encryption technology, night vision gear, and counter-espionage equipment. There were also booths representing various government agencies, including one that was not listed on the official program. The Super Secret National Security Agency.
Are you with the NSA?
Yes.
What are you offering here today in your booth?
No, thank you. No comment.
Can I have a button?
Sure, you can have a button.
At another booth nearby, several people clustered around a mannequin wearing a pair of glasses attached to some kind of camera. It seemed like something you could find at Sharper Image. But just try asking questions about this device.
Hi, is this a special camera?
This here is actually it's microwave video, but we really don't.
You don't want to talk about it. How come?
No. Oh, I'm not going to tell you why.
Is there someone else that I could talk to from the company?
No, that's not the point. The point is that what we sell really isn't for the general market, so we really don't talk about our products publicly.
After walking past machine gun sellers and bomb-proof garbage can makers, I finally found someone who would explain what they are actually selling. Tom Koenig is a friendly electronics engineer from Norcross, Georgia. His company, Dynasound, makes devices that protect people from electronic snoopers.
We have a laser microphone here that you project against the window. See the dot over there? All right, and so we're protecting against signal recoveries with laser beams or parabolic microphones.
So you stop spies from spying on you?
Exactly.
Koenig also showed me how to protect myself from nosy coworkers at the office. With his $3,000 contraption, I can muffle the sounds that travel through the walls and ductwork around my desk.
We can mix the sound masking with misinformation, nonsense syllables, a random CD player, so that we're like adding more and more picket fences so that the real conversation is buried under further layers.
So who actually buys this stuff? Koenig says that the market for anti-espionage equipment is getting bigger every year.
How common is that, though, that you would spy in someone through or eavesdrop through a pipe? I mean, is that paranoid, or is that really happening out there?
For sure, it's really happening at the military level, if you will, and there is more and more of a concern with it in the private sector.
Koenig says that even someone like Martha Stewart could have used his sound muffling device to prevent people from listening to her stock trading conversations. Me, I just like my neighbors to turn down the television. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler.